Throw Away the Cold, written by Extra Penguin, read by X-Man Hater, Fandom, The Untamed. Summary. Baoshan Sanren has spent 100 years figuring out how to fix Lan Yi's mistake. Now she's here to put theory to practice. Baoshan Sanren swooped down onto the mountain in Gusu. The wards didn't object to her presence. Good, her entry token hadn't been cancelled. It had been a century, hadn't it? The Lan clan must have forgotten about it. She marched through the cloud recesses. The mountain was calm, the brooks were babbling, the precise location must be here somewhere. Ah, there.
Stop right there,
a man bellowed to the side, but Baoshan Sanren was already through. The cave floor was covered in water. A guting glowed with pale blue light in the center. Two boys were in front of it and behind it. Baoshan? Lan Yi asked, breathless with shock.
How have you sealed the Yin Iron?
Baoshan Sanren asked.
Grandmaster,
one of the boys said, then bowed so low a few loose strands of hair dipped into the water. The other boy was pulled off balance as well, since they were tied together at the wrist. His mother was your student, Lan Yi murmured.
How is she?
Baoshan Sanren asked the boy. Kangxi Sanren, that was it.
Dead,
he said.
Extremely improbable and also inconvenient, as she'd have been a great help for what would come next.
Baoshan Sanren sighed.
We can discuss more later. Now, let's seal the Yin Iron.
But it's impossible to remake the seal, Lan Yi said. Baoshan Sanren smiled.
What do you think I spent the last century doing?
Everyone fell silent. You, Lan Yi swallowed. Please. Please fix my mistake, Baoshan Sanren filled in. They were both proud. Baoshan Sanren wouldn't force Lan Yi to bend her neck or shut her face. She pulled a thick stack of talismans from her Tiankun pouch.
Move your guting from the table. I'll have to draw an array.
Lan Yi took the guting in her lap, hands still on the strings. The Yin Iron settled down on the table. The most spiritually potent material presently available to them was blood. Baoshan Sanren nicked her thumb on the edge of her blade, then started drawing. A circle first, then characters around the edges to contain the power of the talismans within, then some characters to amplify the seal. She laid the first talisman on the Yin Iron. It was set alight from the power of the evil within.
Release the Yin Iron, she said.
Lan Yi hesitated but drew back her energy. She coughed up blood.
Help her,
Baoshan Sanren ordered the youths. She didn't pay attention to what they did, however, as this was a critical time in the confinement of the Yin Iron. It was almost detectable now and most likely to take control of them. The next talisman ignited as well, but the one after that stayed on the surface of the Yin Iron. Baoshan Sanren piled on the talismans and directed all the chi she had cultivated over the decades onto the Yin Iron. Sweat beaded on her forehead. The Yin Iron was a force of nature, and she but a cultivator. It shuddered, finally. Baoshan Sanren stumbled on her feet as the Yin Iron gave in. The array and talismans folded in to give it a protective covering. It looked deceptively innocent like that. She inhaled and exhaled deeply. Even with the Yin Iron here, the feng shui of the cave was excellent. She'd soon recuperate.
What will happen to the Yin Iron now? Her grand disciple asked. It'll stay here. The redone seal should make it impossible for the other pieces to sense and lend it a few centuries of peaceful harmonization.
Good, Lan Yi breathed. She shakingly clambered onto her legs, guting now in her Tiankun pouch.
Will you come out of the cave with us?
Her grand disciple asked. An inquisitive one, that one. He'd been staring at her sealing the Yin Iron with rapt attention. I need to meditate to recover, Lan Yi began.
Don't do it here. The Yin Iron has polluted the pond, and you've suffered enough already,
Baoshan Sanren said.
Surely your mountain has more than one peaceful location.
Lan Yi smiled. It does.
Let's go, then.
Baoshan Sanren led them to the same entry she'd come in through. She applied a modicum of spiritual energy onto a rock, and they were on the other side. The boys fell down in a tangle of limbs.
Wangji, a witness said. Where have you two been? The whole mountain is looking for you.
Another witness, this one bearded, chided. His gaze jumped to Lan Yi and his eyes widened.
Ancestor.
He hurriedly bowed, as did the other man. Now that Baoshan Sanren has sealed the Yin Iron, I can leave the cave, Lan Yi said. I will need to meditate in seclusion for a year before I can rejoin you properly.
Of course, ancestor,
the non-bearded man said. He smiled at Lan Wangji, who was untying his forehead ribbon from Baoshan Sanren's grand disciple.
It's nice to see you get along with young Master Wei.
Lan Wangji freed his ribbon.
I will tell the others there is no need to search,
he said, and ran off at a pace that must have been forbidden in the rules. The non-bearded man smiled knowingly, and the bearded one sighed. Baoshan Sanren's grand disciple frowned uncomprehendingly at Lan Wangji's retreating back.
What's your name?
Baoshan Sanren asked.
Wei Wuxian, he answered.
She clapped his shoulder and addressed the others.
As Lan Yi must meditate for a year, I shall take my grand disciple with me and train him.
The Lans nodded. The bearded one even looked relieved. Wei Wuxian made a small noise in his throat.
I have been living with the Jiang sect. I should say goodbye before I go.
Meet me at the gates,
Baoshan Sanren said and let him rush off. The two Lan men made their excuses as well, leaving Baoshan Sanren alone with Lan Yi. The trees whispered with the wind. No one was near.
Thank you, Lan Yi said.
There is no need for thanks,
Baoshan Sanren said.
Just recover. I will return to you.
Lan Yi smiled. She reached out to cut Baoshan Sanren's cheek. You always were too good for me, she murmured, then leaned over to kiss her. When they withdrew, Lan Yi looked too translucent for comfort.
Go meditate,
Baoshan Sanren ordered.
Of course.
With a final smile, Lan Yi left for one of the myriad little nooks of nature concealed in the cloud recesses. Baoshan Sanren watched until she disappeared into the greenery. A year or so. She had managed 100. She could manage one more. Her first grand disciple would be distraction enough. She went to the gates to wait for him. The end.